you're supposed to just have it memorized by that point and just do the dance along with the song. But fantastic organ jive there. And we started that set out with I Like the Way You Dance by Sammy Davis Jr. So I'm concluding the show here. Happy birthday, millionaire. I don't know if we've had cake yet at this point, but hopefully we have. And I want to let you know what's up next here on WFMU's Rock and Soul. Also a party. We got Richard Wigg coming up with the Wig Out. And after that, our very own Harry Parmenter with the Fun House. That's going to be it for me, Becky, on Bubblegum OD. I'm going to leave you with yet another version of The Door into Summer. This time I'm going to play the version of just the vocals. It's Mike singing the lead, and it's Mickey doing the backing vocals. It's a little eerie, but I think it sounds kind of cool. So here they are, the Monkees with The Door into Summer. Good night, everybody.
With his fool's gold stacked up all around him, from a killing in the market on the war, the children left King Midas there as they found him in his counting house where nothing counts but more. And he thought he heard the echoes of a penny whistle band and the laughter from a distant caravan. And a brightly painted line of circus wagons in the sand, fading through the door into summer. With his travel logs of maybe next year places, as a trade-in for a name upon the door, and he pays for it with years he cannot buy back with his tears when he finds out there's been no one keeping score. And he thought he heard the echoes of a penny whistle band and the laughter from a distant caravan. And the brightly painted line of circus wagons in the sand, fading through the door into summer. Yes, he thought he heard the echoes of a penny whistle band and the laughter from a distant caravan. And the brightly painted line of circus wagons in the sand, fading through the door into summer. Fading through the door
into
fading through the door into summer. Fading through the door into summer.
Saturday, it's a very special evening of entertainment, starting at 8 with the Love Boat.
Say what?
As Pearl Bailey, Nanette Fabre, and Don Adams set sail for romance, followed by an entertainment explosion, a live talent show where you pick the winners on the air, hosted by John Ritter, with guests Cheryl Teague, Dick Van Patten, and Captain Antonil as ABC presents Tomorrow's Stars.
Tomorrow at 7 and 8 here on TV7.
On ABC.
Pamela Sue Martin crashes into a kidnapping. But what happens to her is no accident.
Take me to the nearest police station.
Nancy Drew. Then, Lucan the Wolf Boy returns to the wild and finds a forest of doom. Lucan.
is your swinging station.
Thank you. freedom sound.
Brainwarping Psychedelic Sunshine from Toronto's Poppers, one of a handful of Toronto groups that defined the later 60s Toronto sound, which was an amalgamation of the burgeoning acid psych sounds mixed with rhythm and blues, soul, folk rock, and youthful ethnic diversity acceptance that was finding its new ground with Toronto's underground. Yes, you are listening to The Wig Out. I'm Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl. Honored to be blasting out the Blastables this week, or Canadian Concussors, as Richard Wig likes to call them. Thanks to Richard for letting me fill in today. I'm normally heard as the host to Crayons to Perfume every Thursday at 7 p.m. here on the Rock and Soul radio stream. I love groovy girl groups, but my other love and collection is Canadian Garage and Psychedelic Records, which is what we're hearing today. The Poppers from Toronto ended that opening mini set. We heard the single Magic People. It was also the title of their first album. They had some great success. We're invited to play the Monterey Pop Festival, and right when they should have been at the top of their game, they got caught up in the moment. Dropped a lot of acid, freaked out, had a terrible set, and were able to fulfill their contractual obligations, put out a second album, but shortly after that, called it quits. From 1968, we heard the Lysergic Shadows of Your Mind from Bay Ridges Plastic Cloud. Bay Ridges is a community that sits between the suburb of Scarborough, where I was born, and Pickering, just outside the city of Toronto. It was being built up as suburbs in the mid-60s. Plastic Cloud were just some suburban kids who decided to freak out for 2 years, make some great music. I started the show today with the rather dystopian and depressing Lost Soul and Disillusion by the Power of Beckett. They were one of the many English recording groups from Quebec that we are going to hear from today. Released in the summer of love, the punky attitude of Power of Beckett was anything but filled with love. Now I'm going to continue on with the show today, and two more long sets. In the mid to later 60s, the Toronto sound was defined by such an amalgamation of influences. But earlier, the city was sort of divided between R&B and soulies and folkies and rockers. That gap narrowed as artists and groups began to explore the diversity that all the city offered. One of those groups that really shined in mixing soul, R&B, and garage were Brian Redmond, along with the Soundbox.
Thank you. Thank you. Get away.
Lest you wonder where you are at the Wig Out. I am Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl, filling in for Richard Wig with what he has termed my Canadian concussors. Canadian 45s and albums and lots of stuff that I've been listening to lately, including some of the more psychedelic and freakier sides of Canadian music. Those were the Big Town Boys from 1966, August 32nd. Their most lysergic offering, that was from the Bell Records pressing. We also heard from Quebec's coolest group, Les Sinner, with another Way Out single from the Summer of Love, La Trisomie Fru du Mohamed Zi Ali, Mohammed's Third Flight, a heady acid-tinged brew of rhythm and blues and attempts at ethnic-sounding psychedelia. Speaking of acid-tinged, Caro and Dans le ventre d'une énorme baleine, In the Belly of the Whale. From 1971, Caro's addition to the freakbeat genre. Speaking of Canadian freakbeat, the French Revolution and 9 to 5, another incarnation of Les Sinner, who changed their name to La Révolution Française and released an English version of A la Terre Tournera as 9 to 5 in 1969. And then Toronto's Quiet Jungle with the slightly delic Everything. They had migrated to Toronto from Sudbury, Ontario, where they played as the Secrets. They were hired by Arc Records to become their studio band, releasing Monkeys and Snoopy-themed albums, as well as some original singles. We heard another English Quebec group, The Haunted, from 1967, and Searching for My Baby. The Toronto scene began incorporating and blending international music sounds by the mid to late 60s. However, Quebec groups, especially French groups, could not play outside of Quebec. There was just not enough French-speaking audience. I sometimes think of Canada as being a little bit square, maybe a little bit behind the times, especially in the mid to late 60s, possibly a little bit uptight, but oh so friendly. But today proves that at least the youth of Canada were secretly mind-warped, wacky, and citizen freaks.
I'll get up early, eat your oats, read your paper, go and vote. You're the type who hates blue cheese, you shave each morning, you're so meek. A day by day, a week by week, we hate you. Citizen freak. Got a bank book, I'm impressed. Bet you help your children dress. Home at night, you kiss your wife. What a way to waste a life. Shove some health food up your beak, we hate you. Citizen freak. Six, out till 10 to get your kicks. Buy a car, impress the neighbors. Shoes are made of alligators. Status quo is what you seek, we hate you. Citizen free. Not too fat, not too mean. Eat your children jelly beans. That's a way to raise your stock. Toughest daddy on the block. Yes, dear to your wife, you speak, we hate you. Citizen free.
In my bed, this cat comes in and wakes me up and says,
eat your hot dog, boy.
Eat your hot dog, boy. Eat your hot dog, boy.
And still want lots more. This bird flies up and says, tweet, tweet, yeah.
Eat your hot dog, boy.
Eat your hot dog, boy. Eat your hot dog, boy. Hamburgers will never do. Onion rings are greasy too. Never stops till he drops. If you think the leopard's crazy, see the bear, very lazy lying there. He doesn't care.
Les copains, voici le joyeux.
Oh, oh, oh.
Ah! Voici le joyeux géant vert. Il est très dans le vent, chantant chalala et doua didi. C'est un gars bien de son temps. Il demeure dans la vallée et il s'ennuie à mourir. Quand il entend yéyé, il voudrait bien danser, mais il lui faudrait sortir.
Un beau matin, il s'éveilla, puis tout à coup, il décida de s'en aller dans ce pays où tout le monde chante Doua Didi.
En ville joyeux géant vert, avec sa guitare à la main, ses bottes à haut talon et ses cheveux longs qui chantent de joyeux refrains.
Tous les passants étaient surpris et ils disaient à tous leurs amis, écoutez-le, il va chanter.
Et il commença sans se faire prier. On vit le joyeux géant vert avec sa guitare à la main, ses bottes à haut talon et ses cheveux longs qui chantent de joyeux refrains.
Reveals the night. I wanna make it get out of my sight.
remember the time that once was. I remember the time she lied. Wow, to the world outside. Hey, it's just a piece of jewelry. She took my ring and said she loved me. She loved me with all the heart. Next week she threw it in my face. She said that we were bound to part. I remember my desire. Wow, to the world outside. Hey, it's just a piece of jewelry.
behind some bushes, making love to a buttercup. But your hair back.
Listening to The Wig Out here on the Rock and Soul radio stream. I'm Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl. I am blasting out Canadian blastables today. We just heard from Canadian group The Lovin' Kind and That Jungle Sun from their single on Stone Records. Then Le Lutin with their 45 version of Girl featuring preteen vocalist Simon Brouillard. From Toronto, the Ardells and Piece of Jewelry, classic garage with those snotty vomit vocals, and the Underworld, who were a group from Toronto that were managed by the lead singer of It's All Meat, whose father worked in the recording industry, and that led to Go Away on Regency Records in 1968. And then a record that I've been waiting to find for about 40 years, Richie Knight and the Midnights, and Homework from 1964. That was the third single for the R&B band The Midnights, who played around the city in various incarnations. They had a show band that was some variation of The Midnights, and then they had a rhythm and blues band called The Midnights, and then fronted by Richie Knight, this single, much more of a garage rock single. Previous to that, one of Montreal's instrumental groups, Le Jaguar, with a supersonic twist, featuring Arthur Cossette on lead guitar and their amazing twist on surf and instrumental music. And then we started with a couple of mind-warping weirdos, Tomorrow's Keepsake and Eat Your Hot Dog, Boy. They were the mind-warping weirdo version of the White Knights from Regina. The White Knights were a pop garage band. They wore white outfits and had white hair, and Tomorrow's Keepsake represented their freakier side. And from the freakiest side, the 49th parallel, from the freakiest side of Calgary, Alberta, that is, and Citizen Freak starting off that set. That closes out the Wig Out for today. Richard Wig will be back again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Thanks to everyone who tuned in and hung out with me on the chat. Your comments are what keeps the DJs here on Rock and Soul Radio coming back week after week to share our love of music with you. Stay tuned for the Fun House with Harry Parmenter. It's on next, and I'll be back here on the Rock and Soul Radio stream this Thursday at 7 p.m. with Groovy Girl Groups on Crayons to Perfume. And since we have a few more minutes before this hour is up, let's listen to Revolution Française's French version of 9 to 5, Et la Terre Tournera.
Il y avait la vie chinoise, deux ou trois. Ça montait les deux pompiers qui m'attendent au rez-de-chaussée. Je suis poigné pour
To the Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House.
Thank you. Revolution.